A reading from the prophet Isaiah. I am the Lord, there is no other. I form the light and create the darkness. I make well-being and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. Let justice descend, O heavens, like dew from above. Like gentle rain, let the skies drop it down. Let the earth open and salvation bud forth. Let justice also spring up. I, the Lord, have created this. For thus says the Lord, the creator of the heavens who is God, the designer and maker of the earth who established it, not creating it to be a waste, but designing it to be lived in. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Who announced this from the beginning and foretold it from of old? Was it not I, the Lord, besides whom there is no other God? There is no just and saving God but me. Turn to me and be safe, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, there is no other. By myself I swear, uttering my just decree and my unalterable word. To me every knee shall bend, and by me every tongue shall swear, saying, only in the Lord are just deeds and power. Before him in shame shall come all who vent their anger against him. In the Lord shall be the vindication and the glory of all the descendants of Israel. The word of the Lord. Winter is a hard time for me. It's not really the cold, although when the temperatures get to the single digits, I bundle up like the Pillsbury Doughboy. It's really the lack of light. As the days get shorter and shorter, a bit of seasonal affective disorder starts to creep in. I try to keep it at bay with exercise and good nutrition, but the best remedy, aside from sunshine, is the knowledge that on December 21st, just one more week, the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year, will be here. Then, joy of joys, the days begin to get longer. It's just a few minutes each day, but still a reason to celebrate. The solstice is a moment of hope in a dreary, cold season. My apologies to my friends in the Southern Hemisphere who are celebrating the longest day of the year, after which the days become shorter. Maybe you can listen to this preaching next June when you celebrate your winter solstice. In Isaiah, God declares that God is the creator of the darkness and any woe associated with it. There is lots of darkness and many woes during the winter months, but darkness isn't all bad. It is needed for rest and renewal. It can be a time to slow down and reflect on life and relationships. The Advent readings say to us, stop, slow down. What are you doing with your life? What is your relationship with yourself, with others, the world, and with God? Are you ready for the coming of the Savior? God says that the earth was not created to be a waste, but to be lived in. So there's a reason for the darkness. The dark has a purpose. Rest and renewal for plants and animals, who are sometimes smarter than we are, but also for people. In the crazy world we live in, where being overly busy seems to be a badge of honor, we need to break this false news. We need to slow down, to take a break, to hibernate, to rest. God invites us to turn toward God to be safe. Winter, the dark, is an opportunity to determine if we are brave enough to take advantage of that invitation, or are we just too busy to respond? Reflection can be difficult, energy draining, painful, but it is also hopeful, like the solstice hope that the light is coming, that days will be longer. The light of our reflection during this time is Christmas, the birthing of God into our world to bring just deeds and power. God swears an unalterable word and becomes human. We kneel and swear to this moment of hope, to the knowledge that we know what God expects of us and how we are to do just deeds and bring power to the world, the power of goodness, compassion, mercy. Jesus, the light of the world, our light, the light of the poor, marginalized, oppressed, bullied, the lame and lepers, the blind and deaf, the living and the dead. This Jesus is our hope. In the dark of winter comes Emmanuel, Jesus, God with us. I'm reminded of a poem by Christina Rossetti that is often sung at Christmastide called In the Bleak Midwinter. It goes like this. In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow, in the bleak midwinter long ago. Our God, heaven cannot hold him, nor earth sustain. Heaven and earth shall flee away when he comes to reign. In the bleak midwinter, a stable place sufficed, the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. Enough for him whom cherubim worship night and day, breasts full of milk and a manger full of hay. Enough for him whom angels fall before, the ox and ass and camel which adore. Angels and archangels may have gathered there, cherubim and seraphim throng the air. But his mother only, in her maiden bliss, worshiped the beloved with a kiss. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet, what I can, I give him, give my heart. God has given us life and light. Jesus Christ, can we not give our hearts and in this dark, this bleak midwinter, be light for others?